Today we're pulling information from an article from the website Kids Locks. And this article is about the five negative effects of technology you even don't suspect. I'm assuming there's an emphasis on you.
Yeah, I would have said even you don't suspect, but
yeah, I would have put it the other way.
You even don't. Anyway, the title: five negative effects that you don't suspect. I think you do suspect
some of them. Yeah.
I think we've been talking about this. Not just on the podcast. We as a culture.
Right.
It's something that many parents are talking about today. Mm-hmm. Is what do I do about this? They keep saying my children are addicted to their phones. Mm-hmm. We hear that every day.
Virtually.
So mm-hmm. I think it's a topic that we do know something about. We are talking about it. So we do suspect that these things are problems.
Yeah, okay? And over the past couple of days, we've talked about the lengths that some people are going to help perhaps even prevent some of these problems by restricting access to devices and sort of putting some pretty clear boundaries around the availability of technology in classrooms and in homes and things like that.
Right. Yeah. Some private schools, which moved in the direction of making technology available, have reverted back. They've taken those back, and they're going back to the old ways of doing things.
Right.
We teach in a classroom, an old building that has a blackboard in it.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually not black. It's brown. It's a brown board, but it's chalk, and you forget about chalk. And I thought the other day, wow, we used to have to do this, and you'd get chalk on you, and you'd get chalk dust, and you'd start sneezing, and it would get on your clothes, and there were eraser cleaners that people can. So it was a whole technology about chalk, and I had forgotten about it until we went into this classroom.
Yeah.
But the schools are we had this push to put everything online. Mm-hmm. It's not worked out so well, and so many schools are pulling back, and families are pulling back. And we talked about the Silicon Valley executives who are hiring nannies, and they make them sign contracts that the nanny will not use phones or technology while they're taking care of the children, and they make sure that the children are not using technology while the parents are at work.
Right. Mm-hmm. So in this article, they talk about five ill effects of technology, and the first is social skills.
Right.
This is one that we have talked about before, but it certainly bears repeating that when the more time we spend on devices, the less time we're spending face-to-face interpersonal interactions. And despite using the phrase social media, despite the idea that we're talking to friends and things like that, we can't argue that when we're communicating through technology and social media and things like that, we're communicating very differently than we do when we're communicating interpersonally.
Right.
So social skills are starting to, we're starting to see an effect on social skills because everybody is communicating more digitally and not so much interpersonally.
That's right. And as a species, we learn how to communicate with each other, how to read each other's social cues, how to know the person you're talking to is angry or sad or happy. And over time, as we mature from childhood, it begins very early, begins in infancy and early childhood, we learn how to read the social cues of others.
Right.
Well, if you're not doing that, if you're not practicing that, you can quickly lose the ability or you don't develop the ability.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the important attributes that we all should develop is the ability to read accurately the social cues of others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have mental disorders like autism spectrum disorder.
Mm-hmm.
They're mental disorders because individuals with autism don't read social cues accurately.
Right.
So on the one hand, you have a mental illness related to the inability to read social cues accurately, and here you have a technology that interferes with the ability to read social cues accurately.
Right.
Okay. The other thing they talk about is even if you develop that, the type of friendships you develop are different. You and I have developed a deep friendship over many years of working together, being together. We know each other's humor. We know each other's faults and fault lines. on social media, you have you sort of have acquaintances. You have, mm-hmm. they call them friends,
right?
But they're really just people that you know who mm-hmm. are on the same
right.
platform that you are.
Right.
Okay? They're not really friends. So you're not, children aren't developing these deep friendships. They play video games nationally and internationally with people they've never met, okay, who are, they're still fairly strong relationships.
Right.
I mean, you can develop some really, I mean, mm-hmm. really, in some ways, really shy kids can have decent relationships mm-hmm. through video games, but it's not the same kind of relationship
right.
you would have with a best friend.
Right.
We've all had best friends, and that's a different kind of relationship. So
right.
we worry about the quality of relationships.
Right.
The other thing they talk about is violence. Video games and violent video games reduces empathy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you get used to first person shooter games, there's some concern that reduces empathy. And empathy is an important
mm-hmm.
social skill. We want
mm-hmm.
to understand how other people are feeling.
Right.
And violent video games again will interfere with
right.
the development of empathy, and it makes it easier for some.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it easier for some children, particularly adolescent males, to become more violent.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, because you know, I always balk at that that
right.
notion. I wonder, in light of some of the other things that we talked about earlier this week, gamification.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I wonder if it's the violent video games, or if it's more that if all of your interactions are competitive.
Exactly.
Because you're playing a game against each other,
mm-hmm.
then does that mean that all interactions are going to be competitive, and therefore there has to be a winner and a loser with every exchange?
Yeah.
And so now it becomes more aggressive.
So it may not be the violence, it may be the competition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true, because you can be as competitive in a Madden football game,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you get
right.
just as aroused. So it may not be the violence, it may be the competition.
Right.
Oh, interesting, because yeah. that is what gamification does,
mm-hmm.
is it turns people against each other.
Absolutely.
Hunger Games,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know,
yeah.
brought to its extreme form.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So, now, the second consequence is in the area of
education. Right.
And, you know, again, we talked about this earlier this week, so
right.
we have kind of covered this some, but the idea that, you know, there are loads of information. There's plenty of information at our fingertips.
A world of information.
At your fingertips.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And some of that information is good.
Right.
Some of that information is not so
not
good.
Not so good. Right.
But we have this complete access. And on one hand, again, we think that this is likely a positive thing. This is
right.
this is something that's really good. But at the same time, it's not structured education. It's not it's not formalized education. And so many times what happens is kids get
yeah.
piecemealed. They
right.
they know a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but there's not a foundation there. There's not a form under which all of these other things can grow.
Right. Yeah. Education used to be handed down from scholars to novices.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the way it worked for thousands of years. A couple of things are happening in education. One is that children, what you said is right, it's fragmented now.
Mm-hmm.
All of these technologies were designed to make us more efficient,
mm-hmm.
Expose us to more, link us to each other better. And man, Google really does. I mean, Google to me is like a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my father was born, I think he was born when just after the Wright brothers flew their first plane.
Mm-hmm.
As an adult, he was flying in jets
mm-hmm.
around the world.
Right.
Okay? That's a huge, you know,
mm-hmm.
a huge, massive. To me, Google's the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, I could, when you and I first did research,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you had a computer, but you didn't have access to the internet.
Not
you didn't have access to Google.
Now. Right.
Right, okay. So you had to go to the library,
mm-hmm.
and you had to look stuff up. Everything in that library had been peer-reviewed.
Mm-hmm.
All
right.
the articles that we used, we knew were coming from
right.
other experts in this field, and this work had been peer-reviewed
right.
by other experts. So we knew whatever we put our hands on
mm-hmm.
was reliable information.
Right.
It had been reviewed by experts.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case today.
Right.
You go to Google, I mean, Wikipedia, every university in the world, or at least in every university that I know of says, don't use Wikipedia in mm-hmm. your research because it's not peer-reviewed. You can add to Wikipedia if you choose. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be factual. They try to make it so, but it's not a requirement. It's not like a peer review. And so what we have is fake news, mm-hmm. in a sense.
Right.
You have to be very careful when you go to Google. Mm-hmm. Not all that stuff is peer reviewed.
Right.
Okay, so that's one problem. You may not be getting accurate information. Second problem with education is that the technology itself becomes very distracting. Mm-hmm. So, you know, parents say all the time, well, yeah, she has a computer on, but there's all those things, they mm-hmm. call things at the bottom right. of the page, where they're going from YouTube mm-hmm. back to Google to something and right. then back, they watch videos. So the technology itself is very distracting. And gets in the way. Finally, what I've noticed over time, and I'm one person, students are getting factoids and fragments. Mm-hmm. That's what they want.
Right.
They want, just give me a little blurb. Right. And they're not approaching things at a deeply analytical, mm-hmm. careful, right. thoughtful, systematic way.
Right.
They get pieces, mm-hmm. and it's more like a mosaic than
right.
a book. Okay,
right.
It's fragments and it's pieces.
Right.
And that's a very different. I'm not saying it's any worse. It's a very different kind of education.
Right. And I think another big issue with education is that now we start to have issues with ownership of information.
Right.
So we have issues with like plagiarism and things like that, where people are just going on and they have a blog somewhere, and in that blog it says, you know, this, mm-hmm. and somebody's going to, you know, some kid is or some right. students is going to use that, but we have no idea where that source of information comes from. It could be, you know, taken from someone else. It could be sourced right. somewhere else or inaccurate, or
and now teachers are submitting students' papers to what is that program?
Turn it in
to see if this right. if the text that the student has turned in has been written somewhere else, and
right.
there's a match that they do, and so it creates all sorts of little things like that you have mm-hmm. to deal with.
Right.
So. It's had a profound effect on education. You and I went to a presentation. There's a program, I don't remember the name of it, where students work on a project all year long.
Mm-hmm.
They don't take courses.
Right.
They work on a project.
Oh, yeah.
That frightens me.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how, they say the students are doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know how you get an education, a thematic, structured education, by pursuing pieces of mm-hmm. a project. You
right.
know, I don't know how that works.
Yeah,
but, mm-hmm. Troublesome.
The third thing is physical mm-hmm. effects.
Right.
So we had social skills, we had education, now we have physical effects as a unintended consequence.
Right.
And this, again, is sort of that mental image that we sometimes have of the, you know, the stereotypic gamer, or that person who is, you know, locked away in their room or in their basement playing video games till the wee hours of the night. They're not sleeping very well.
Right.
And so because of that tendency, we talk about concerns related to like obesity and you know, poor eating habits, mm-hmm. and you know, some muscle atrophy because they're not exercising and doing some of those things.
Yeah.
And so we have these, you know, physical body effects of you know,
right.
being on technology too much.
Yeah, it's a sedentary activity.
Right.
I mean, it's what you and I are guilty of.
Right.
Ours is a very sedentary activity. But you have obesity, you have sleep problems, less blood circulation. Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
you want to always be renewing the oxygen in your blood, and you have to be active to do that. You can develop joint pain and increased osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, mm-hmm. because our bodies are meant to move. The way our joints in
right.
our body, they're meant to move in 360 degrees, and they're meant. When you move them, they lubricate themselves,
mm-hmm.
and they work better. When you're not moving, there's less lubrication. You know, that synovial fluid mm-hmm. that's so important, and it hastens
right.
Bone damage.
Right.
You lose bone density if you're mm-hmm. not working out, and you lose muscle mass. So there are all sorts of health effects that
right.
we know about that are associated with this kind of sedentary activity. Now, having said that, 40 years ago, kids who read too much had exactly the same symptoms.
Right.
It's just that today we have many more mm-hmm. people who are sedentary than we did right. 50 years ago.
Right.
Okay. So,
right.
but it's exactly the same health problems. You know, kids who read too much were fluffy and mm-hmm. we call them fluffy and out of shape right. and that sort of stuff. But yeah. exactly the same, just many more.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, the fourth area that we're raising concern about is in the area of privacy and security. Right. And, mm-hmm. and what this includes are things like cyberbullying, sexting, mm-hmm. and you know, the giving out of personal information to who knows
to who,
yeah. online, and you know, kids are at much more increased risk when they're mm-hmm. using technology a lot at, you know, engaging in some of these things.
Right. Yeah, and I think that for parents, it's mostly sexting and cyberbullying can be a
right.
problem. I think those are real issues. But cybercrime, of course,
right.
you know, your
mm-hmm.
Parents come in all the time and say, oh, my son gave out my street mm-hmm. address mm-hmm. and my credit
right.
card number to when they don't even know who it went
right.
to. And it's easy to fall victim to crime,
absolutely.
Cybercrime.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the final area is mental health.
Right.
And, you know, we've talked before about the concerns related to sort of, even though we call it social media, research has demonstrated that mm-hmm. people who report the most use of social media, who use social mm-hmm. media the most, tend to report being the loneliest.
Right.
Loneliness is related to anxiety and mm-hmm. depression and some of these
right.
other mental health concerns. And so we have worries about, you know, individuals who use technology too much developing some of these, not just sedentary, but, you know, they become sleep deprived.
Mm-hmm.
They are withdrawn from other people. They're not really
right.
socially engaged, and so they start developing anxiety and depression,
mm-hmm.
anger, agitation, some of these different
right.
mental health concerns.
Right. Yeah, that's right. The two biggest, of course, are sleep
mm-hmm.
and addiction. Those are the
right.
two mental health issues that we're concerned about. But you're right. It's a chicken and egg
right.
thing. You know, is the technology causing these things,
mm-hmm.
or do people with these things
right.
deal with technology differently,
technology.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's that question. But under the mental health thing, it's mainly sleep and
right.
Addiction are the
right.
two issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do we do about it? How to reduce it?
Well, as we talked about the last couple of days,
right.
you know, we have to pull in the reins a little bit
exactly.
and try mm-hmm. to, you know, we got to monitor our kids. We got to monitor their use.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We have to, you know, make sure that they're not living
yeah.
on their devices,
mm-hmm. right.
and that we know what they're doing, where they're going.
Right, and I think it's monitor and limit.
Right,
whether you're monitoring your children or monitoring your own use, you know, you have to be aware. If you're in a relationship, if you're a partner, you're married,
mm-hmm.
you don't have the luxury of ignoring the people
right.
in your house and being so. You have to monitor what
right.
you're using. And you have to limit its use and not be giving up other things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's
right.
the first thing. Second?
The second thing is to teach responsibility
right.
and conscientious
mm-hmm.
behavior.
Right.
We can't assume that our kids are going to learn some of these
mm-hmm.
things. Again, many of these behaviors are learned socially through
right.
the social interactions, but they're not engaging in social interactions. So we have to make sure
exactly.
that we have deliberate education in, you know, responsible use and
mm-hmm.
How to be conscientious of one's behavior.
Right. I'm laughing because the next one is keep up.
Right.
How do you keep? How
keep
in the
up
world
with the
do you keep up?
Yeah.
I mean, you do because you mentioned Fortnite when it was still in its beta version.
Yeah.
Remember,
mm-hmm.
it was about a year. Was it about a year ago?
It was a while ago.
8
yeah.
months ago. Because you keep up with this stuff, right?
Right.
You don't keep up as well as I do, but you keep up with it. But I was thinking about something the other day, and I really, it made me chuckle. It wasn't funny, but it made me chuckle. I had a friend who had recently divorced, and
mm-hmm.
he was on some adult website. I forget the name of the website, but it was one of those Tinder or
mm-hmm.
one of those things where adult, really adult dating occurs.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me about this new website that he had found, and you can do this, and people are on this web, but it's really meant for adults.
Mm-hmm.
And about 2 weeks later, my daughter had some friends over, and they were talking about how they communicate using that same site.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they were using it the way my adult friend was using it, mm-hmm. but they were on the same site. Yeah. And the parents are sitting there, no idea what they were talking about.
Right.
I wouldn't have if this friend of mine hadn't told me about it. But it was an adult dating site, and they're using it like a social media site.
Yeah.
So if you have young children and they have these devices and they're connected to the internet, make sure you know what those sites are.
Right.
Remember, was it Kik?
Mm-hmm.
That was one that was yeah. used inappropriately. But kids
right.
were using it.
Yeah.
Kids
sure.
had Kik accounts.
Okay? Right. Well, there are lots of media and apps and things like that that you know a lot of people use right. use appropriately, and then other people use inappropriately.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah. So these kids are using these, mm-hmm. and parents have no idea what a Kik account is,
right.
and then they go investigate and they find out that it's an adult date. It's more it's than adult. An adult dating site. It's an adult. It's meant for adults only.
It's meant for yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think
right.
that.
But it's
yeah.
All you have to do is lie.
Now, the fourth thing to do about it
yeah.
is to find alternatives to,
right.
to technology.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be anything from outdoor activities to board games to mm-hmm. You know, just family time of you know, talking or,
do other
or
things.
Doing different things. So
exactly.
Just find alternatives to all
right.
that technology.
Right. That's
so.
Right. That's good advice.
Yes.
So if you're looking for a primer on what are the dangers, what do I do? This article is a nice place to begin.
Absolutely. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, that is
good.
It for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.